Okay, good Erev Shabbos, everybody. So Shishi of Tav, we have the El HaMiluim. The Ramban brings two deos as to, you know, in terms of the three korbanos, the El HaMiluim follows the Ayel Le'ola, which followed the Par L'Chatas. I apologize for the reverse direction, but whether they're all Midin Miluim, or whether it's just the Ayel HaSheni. We'll come back to that point. First, the Sforno has a really interesting discussion, you know, based on the Heara that Rashi makes. Vayektar Mizbecha Moshe Shimesh Kol Shavas Yimei Amiluim Bechalak Lavon Al Hala Achar Olav Lamatzinu Shok Shal Shlamim. The Al Amiluim was unique. Karev Bechol Makom Chutz Mizeh. Right, that the Shok, right, when it comes to Shlamim, the Chaze and the Shok is always the Matnas Kahuna. Right, so you know, Nazir is an exception. We'll get to with this one in a moment. So this is a distinctive, right, a pattern breaker, if you will. Lo matzino shok shel shlamim karev b'chol makom chutz mizeh. So the Sforno elaborates on that point. He says b'chol hashlamim yashok hayam in l'kohen shalmi nazir yelakohen hashok v'hasroa shehem hayad v'aregel ube'el amiluim hayashok al gabe mizbeach. Yamnam, he explains now what the, you know, the choreography is. Hazar hamakrev alarov yitein hashok, right? Shehuim haregel l'kohen. Right, that's the normal pattern. The regel connotes the fact that the kohen, you know, behiluch goes where the zar cannot. V'anazir yitin gamis hazro shua yad kimosu the kohen is pol yadav shayad hena lahazir lahashem. That's a Sforno l'shitaso, because a Sforno like the Ramban is like a very big believer in the idea that the nazir is a kadosh and he's a, you know, kohen gadol ki'ilu, and so the you know, the zroa is a reflection of the step down. Amnam b'miluim, what made this different? Why the show called Gabi Mizbeach? Asher hei karban machshir l'kohen l'kanes lefnim, right? That this was the matir. So the kohen could be nichnas lefnim. It wouldn't make sense to give to the kohen for going lefnim because this was a machshir for that nasan hashok al Gabi Mizbeach. Very fascinating idea. So the Ramban, when it comes to miluim, wants to know, you know, par lechatas, ayel ola, ayel shlamim. So his first instinct is to say, v'nei kol ha-korbanos sa'elu balim limalei es yadam. Right, and again, for the Ramban, miluim connotes yad shlema la'avodas avodas Hashem, completion, which is necessary for service. However, the Ramban then explores a different perspective after saying, yeah, the you know, they're all, you know, korbanos miluim. We just call the second ayo the El HaMiluim because it's the last one, Sofa Korbanos. V'yitachin ki achatas l'charpel mizbeach l'kadsho. So we discussed again, Rashi and the Ramban, what that means. You know, according to Rashi, it's now ro'oi to be the locus of kapara for the Ramban. It's a special din kapara. We talked about the, you know, chashash gezel, ki chen ksiv, as we saw before. V'kidashto l'chaper alav, v'yikadshehu l'chaper alav, v'ashlamim, v'olah, excuse me, l'hartzah l'kohanim, k'chaparas kol olas nedava. So the olah is a ritzoy for the kohanim, like any olas nedava. Remember the Ramban talks at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra about hirhurei halev, and asay, lav hanitak lasay, korban olah. V'ashlamim toda l'shem shenasim l'mbeveso v'chom musav yad v'ashem. B'nei ashlamim levadam boim al miloi yadayim v'lachein l'kach chikru miluim miluim v'lo miloi b'avor ki achalavim v'ashok gam trumas halechem akol karev. There's ancillary dimensions, which means something, you know, extraordinary. That, yeah, this is the only one, which is the miluim, because this is the one which really connotes not just a shlamim, but a korban toda. Korban Toda Lashem, you know, that they're going to be able to be employed there, I mean, for the benefits, but the spiritual opportunity, that's an incredible perspective. 2 days in the Ramban, are they all Miluim? Or is it really the Ayil HaSheni, not really, Shlam is a bit of a misnomer or a generic statement. What it really is a Korban Toda to reflect, you know, the significance of having, you know, such profound spiritual opportunity. And if that's true, so I think something really groundbreaking emerges, the Shita San Ramban, which is that there are two dinim of Korban Toda. imal todah yakrivenu, the conventional wisdom is arba chayim lahodos. This is what the Gemara says, and it sheyotzi min hasakana, as Rashi comments on that Gemara, and we have typologically speaking, it's a question of formalism and or how much is it really just about what actually is dangerous, machlokas between the Rav and Moshe Feinstein, but whether Birchas HaGomel is appropriate for those who flew back, let's say, from Eretz Yisrael, is that really considered Yordei Hayam, Hochei Midbaros, etc. Chavish Beveis HaAsurim, and a person who was Chola. So that's one typology of Karban Toda on the Hatzalah. Gomel Chayavim Tovo Shikmalani Kol Tov, right? From the edge of the abyss. This is a new din of Karban Toda, Lashita Saramban. This is a reflection of a new status in the Gavra, a new Madrega, a new spiritual opportunity. This is itself a remarkable breakthrough of the Ramban, that the Ramban in general was the one who had such a profound sensitivity to the chiyuv of Hakara Satov, and thought that Birchas HaTorah were, Dinda Rais of Hakara Satov, like Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Dinda Rais of Hakara Satov for our Cherus, and Kirvanu HaMakom LaVodaso, and Birkas HaMazon, etc. The Hasagan, the Sefer Mitzvah, the Ramban is saying there's a Toda that the Kohanim brought, Bevesivos Chomosa Yad Vashem, for the spiritual opportunity of being Mishar Se'elyon.